Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's talk about the fact that the Bears are like, yeah, our guy can't kick. We got another guy that can kick, though. We'll talk about how that guy, are we calling him Mitch Moody or Jake Trubisky because he looks just like him?
That's a pretty general question.
He got a game ball. Jake's doing his post-game interview with his helmet on.
Ever-present smile.
I'm glad to be on the team, glad to be a part of this. Can't wait to formally meet everybody else at some point.
Dog killer mentality. You gotta have.
Let's be honest. Just a little bit creepy. Came off a little bit just creepy vibes.
Wasn't that?
Our kicker is a serial killer.
Yes, that's exactly what you want.
Dog killer mentality.
What's that guy? Like, if you cast Jake Moody in what's the show that you watch? The David Fincher show on Netflix, right?
Where Mindhunter.
Yeah, but if he showed up and like, and then there was that football kicker that killed all those people.
Jake, what is this night feeling like to you after the year you've had?
I was honest with myself for the first time. Because I'm not a lizard. I'm not from under a rock. I came out of my mother.
What were you saying to yourself?
She wanted to destroy me with words, literally, so I shut her up for good.
This one has to feel pretty good, though.
So I'm home, walking up the stairs to our apartment with a freshly severed head draining about a pint of blood into a duffel bag.
Congratulations to you.
We might have a serial killer as a kicker. That's right. 4 for 5 on the road in those conditions.
My murderous fantasy life. And this. Pizza. You guys.
Go ahead, take another slice.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and we have a full boat for you tonight. We got a lot of cool stuff happening on today's show. Charles Tillman is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Jason Leisure is going to join us at 4. Mark Grody will be on with a Bears hit, two words, at 5 o'clock. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello, Tanny. I'll send you a link to the real-life videos of Edmund Kemper if you'd like to sit around and watch those later. That's always good.
Believe it or not, that came up in the YouTube search when I was looking for the Mindhunter clips. It was right there, side by side.
Also, Rolf Benerschke. You can see them both there, side by side.
We missed something in talking about the Gold Glove finalists. Because a texter was like, Kyle Tucker, like, he's not a finalist, but he has a Gold Glove
from
when he was in Houston.
Which we don't understand how that happened.
Which made me look at who is a finalist.
Yeah.
And guess who's a finalist in right field?
Cam Smith. Oh, God. We like Matt Shaw, though. Matt Shaw had a really good year. He had a really good rookie year, said Jed Hoyer.
It was fine. He was really good defensively.
Yes, he's a Gold Glove finalist, is Matt Shaw. Good
he's
for
really
him.
Good defensively. You love to have a little bit more offense. And now with a whole offseason, you can play around. Like, you can really,
yeah,
you can really be like, hey, Matt, there's a lot of stuff that you need to work on
without a doubt
now and when you get to Sloan Park.
Look, we're gonna dissect Jed, and there's plenty to dissect, but let's I want to live in the space that a lot of Cubs fans and baseball people were in just last week.
Just Saturday.
But Wednesday and Thursday of last week with those home games and the
felt
atmosphere,
great, man.
Because there is a sadness that has kind of taken over for a lot of baseball people, including me, that it ended that fast. So I thought,
oh, no.
Yeah, I know. So I thought this answer from Jed at the end of his press conference about what it was like last week was telling and fitting as to the feelings.
I wonder how much you're going to love this, but I'm just not accustomed to seeing you be, like, sentimental. And I just wonder if maybe last week, you know, the experience of being here in this building in the playoffs, how it made you feel, if you felt a level of connection or something, sentiment that you hadn't experienced before.
You're saying I'm unsentimental, huh?
Well,
I guess I would say I did feel like I felt like our crowds in the playoffs, they were unbelievably impressive, and I feel like it didn't sort of come out of nowhere. It was sort of like, it felt like sort of a natural build of the way the season was, that, you know, going back to kind of April and May, like, wow, these unbelievable crowds and people were really into it. And then I just felt like, you know, against the Padres and the two home games we had here, it was pretty amazing. I don't ever remember players commenting on the crowds and the experience right after games the way they did repeatedly. I'd come down here after games and the players would be talking about the energy or talking about the experience. And that was really cool. It was really cool to see. And, you know, it leaves you wanting more, right? I think that to me, when I go back to the very beginning of this press conference, talking about the disappointment of losing, I think the disappointment in some ways is like not being able to continue to have more of that, right? And in some ways it was pretty intoxicating just how great Wrigley was during the postseason. I think that if you want to call it sentimental, I think that, you know, I don't think we've had feelings like that in the building since like 15 and 16 in a lot of ways. And you know, the it makes you want to work that much harder this winter. It makes you want to, you know, get in earlier. It makes you want to, you know, make that much better decisions, because you just, you know, you want to keep experiencing that, because it was really cool. And it's where this building is really special. And our fan base is really special. And, you know, it's really cool to work for the Cubs. It's really cool to play for the Cubs. And, you know, I feel really fortunate to do it every day. And like, hopefully we get to do it every day. And like, hopefully we can continue to make really good decisions and continue to play more games like that, because that was a pretty awesome experience.
That hit me, and maybe it's because of how we talked about it a little bit yesterday, Lawrence, or I guess Monday, that season ended on a Saturday, and it ended quick, and it's just like, it's a smack in the face when it ends like that after the buzz of last week. So I just wanted to acknowledge how special that felt, and hopefully it is the beginning of a run, and we'll dissect everything. Hopefully it's the beginning of a nice steady run of appearances that gets better than it got this year.
Hopefully it is a roadmap that Jed can follow on. Yeah, we messed up and there were things that we could have done better that would have given us a better chance to advance in the tournament. That's what I hope comes from it. I think you're right to kind of live in the romanticism of what it was, because it was really awesome. We were out there a bunch.
Just for a moment. Just for one, literally one moment more to live in it. Because you're right, he's got to learn from it. And he spoke about what he needs to do and what they have to do first and foremost as a team this offseason.
Think about what's changed in the game. I do think that's become more difficult, and I do think it puts more emphasis on all other areas of the cycle, and how do you just continue to add depth and add arms. And I think that's, I don't think that's unique to the Cubs. I think when you watch this postseason and look at, you know, different teams, I think that everyone is focused on that, because the game has changed. With kind of one team exception, you're not having a lot of guys going deep in games. You're using a ton of arms, and the early rounds of the postseason involve, for everyone, almost a lot of bullpenning and things like that. So yeah, it puts a lot more emphasis on pitching depth than ever before, and it's something we have to. I think we did a good job of that this year in a lot of ways, but I think we have to just continue to push to get better.
So that's Jed talking about the starting pitching that they need. And a little bit earlier, he had said that he didn't regret what happened at the deadline because starters didn't really move at the deadline. There was a couple that moved, just a couple, but there was a couple. Shane Bieber is going to pitch tonight for Toronto.
Maybe you need to offer a better deal.
Maybe you need to be the team that breaks that trade embargo.
You don't have to live in trends. You can set them because you're the Cubs.
Yeah, and somebody needed to, and they didn't. So that's him talking about how they desperately need starting pitching and a power arm for starting pitching because everybody is trying to piecemeal their way through the playoffs except for the Dodgers, who, Lawrence, what did they do with the money that they have?
They went out and got everything.
They bullied those hoes.
Yes.
I believe that's the parlance that my partner likes to use.
How many relief innings so far in the two games against Milwaukee?
One. Blake Snell's free agent contract threw 8 innings in week 1, and Yoshinobu Yamamoto's free agent contract threw a complete game with only a leadoff homer against him in game 2. Those are free agent starting pitchers,
Jed. And no panic in, home run. Oh, we got to run out there and go get him. We got to get someone who's not as good to go pitch.
Because they're swing and miss starting pitchers with pedigree and length, and they still exist, and you must find them for the postseason. You must.
Yep.
And we knew it at the deadline. I screamed for it at the deadline. Go find one. Go get them. You get that man. You find that man.
You leave that to Grody.
I can't leave it alone.
He is going to be upset at 5 o'clock that you have taken the fugitive away from him.
It's all of ours. It belongs to all of us. Damn it. Go get a starting pitcher.
Provasic.
Best one out there is Dylan Cease. Okay.
Hi, Marshall.
Hi, Marshall. What's up, man? Good to see you. You go with Dylan Cease as a free agent acquisition? Oh, take your Shamrock Shuffle hat.
No, it's a marathon hat, isn't it? Oh, it is a shuffle hat. My bad.
Yeah.
I was talking with Kerry Pinkowski. He's like, you going to run the shuffle? I was like, that's a big buildup for me to get to an 8K. But I do have until March, so I could probably do it.
Mm. So.
But it's running.
Any hoodles. They need starting pitching, and they will. There's lots of Jed, and we're gonna play different bits of it in some different segments and get to some. There's a big free agent that everybody's talking about, and Jed talked about it a little bit.
We should talk about that part of it. And also, if Uncle Terry was here, Jed gave us quite the who you crappin' moment. We will share it with you next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I think Kyle, like, you know, I think he had a good experience here for sure. I think that this was certainly enjoyed playing in Chicago. And I think that our, you know, certainly Wrigley and our fans made a huge impact. But ultimately, this, you know, I think Kyle has a big decision. I think that he's earned the right to not only be a free agent, but to be a coveted free agent. And so, you know, I would expect that they'll play their cards kind of close to the vest. But I know he had a good experience. And I know that when we were sort of at our best, he played exceptionally well.
So look, Lawrence.
I don't know if Cubs fans are singing Baby Come Back to Kyle Tucker.
I don't know if they are either. Tanny is, maybe. I mean
they oughta.
Well,
I got a spot for him.
I wasn't able to cancel the Sprinter van, so I'm still on this mission.
Yeah, well, you still got the Sprinter vans. We haven't decided how much money to put in there.
I mean, six of them?
I took four back, so we got two left.
That's perfect for Schwarber.
you still have Kyle spray painted on the side of those Sprinter vans,
absolutely.
Right. Yes. And you know, we could just
Kyle Long's like, I'll play. I still got some innings left.
Well, he does. I mean, White Sox prospect Kyle Long
through 95.
Yeah, he did. But we could just give one of those Sprinters to Schwarbs and then the other to Dylan Cease. Steak dinner. Boom.
Yeah. It'll be very interesting to see what kind
of
contract.
All the old Cubs come back.
So, you know, look, Kyle had a good time. Yeah, Wrigley made an impact. He enjoyed himself. But as everybody suspected, that he's just going to go out there and see what he can get.
Yeah, he should. And maybe he ends up being back with the Cubs. Maybe that's the best place and the best deal, and maybe he's healed up and doesn't have to worry about popping an Achilles.
Part of why he might not is this growing narrative of Wrigley as an anti-hitter's park, that the wind and the weather conspires against people to put up the best power numbers they possibly could.
Yeah, it's funny because the person who was driving that narrative last year at the end of the season is now all of a sudden acting as if that narrative wasn't driven by him in an explanation on why his offense didn't work last year.
I guess this is a two-parter. Number one is, after 2 years of Wrigley Field playing the way it is, does it give you pause in the front office as to what type of player can be most successful here, if indeed the trend continues where crosswinds and the winds blowing in are dominant? The second part of that question is, if that is the case, can you win with multiple types of Nico Hoerner players? Certainly they did up north. So kind of two-part question there.
Yeah, I mean, the ballpark thing to me, I don't really understand that, the focus on the ballpark. I think I've been here for 14 years. It's been a mix of seasons, honestly. In 2023, it was one of the best hitting ballparks in baseball. The last 2 years, it happens to have blown in. I don't think anything has changed dramatically that will lead us now to having this happen over and over. So I think we're dealing with randomness, number one. Number two is, a lot of players put up great numbers. You know, Michael Busch had 38 homers if you include the postseason, and Pete went 30-30, and Saya went 30-100, and I just think you can put up really good numbers here. The idea that somehow Wrigley Field is a hitter's nightmare, I just find that to be, for 2 years in a row, the wind blew in a little bit. But the idea that free agents aren't going to play here, or hitters aren't going to come here, I can't imagine a better place to play. So that's something I just kind of reject outright, and I think that it's, like I said, I think there's some randomness we're dealing with here.
Who you crapping, Jed?
Well, is he wrong that it's randomness? What do you mean?
But
who you crapping? Because who you crapping is about something somebody said. Is it about a lie? Or is it about contradicting oneself?
It's contradicting the way he responded to the 2024 season and the ballpark speech.
Just the run-scoring environment in general in Wrigley was very low, and that's something we have to look into a lot. The challenge with that...
Yeah,
that's last year.
It's the weather, you know. There's no reason to think it's going to play like that again. It could, but it also could play like it did last year. So,
I wonder why people who cover the team would ask you about that the next season, because you used it as a crutch when your offense didn't do the job in 2024.
Now,
so Jed Hoyer, who you crapping?
Now, he did say in that clip that Tanny played, there's no guarantee that it plays that way again next year. and now it has. So there's no guarantee that it plays that way again next year.
Sure.
In Jed's mind.
Sure. It's just that don't try to act like, oh, I can't believe you guys are asking me about this. That's a weird thing to ask about. No, sir. The reason why it's been a story since the end of last season is because of how you reacted to the weather at Wrigley Field last year. That's why Bruce is asking you that question. That's why others in that room have been talking about it throughout the season.
Look, you're right. And there is a story, the story from Jesse on October 8th, where he asked the players themselves about it, was telling, because it's not just, you know, visiting players. It's the players who've now been here for 2 years. Dansby Swanson saying that, I don't remember the last time I had a double to the opposite field. So that's in his head.
Might not that even, be a Dansby problem?
Could be. But it can be in your head. If you think there's no slug at all available to you the other way because of wind or weather or whatever, it can get in your head and make you pull happy, which happens to Dansby sometimes. So Kyle Tucker remembered his fourth game. That was the one I can remember. I hit it pretty good off Eovaldi. And it didn't go
out. Hey, Tanny, can I ask for a request on the fly? Can we play Bruce's question and then Jed's 2024 answer?
Oh, God.
Because I think that they would work together that way.
Manipulation.
I think that would work.
When Tanny does that at 220, that's what he does. That he puts Ed Kemper's words into Jake Moody's mouth.
The Bears are not going to win a game.
That's right. All right, he does do it outside of 220.
You're not
right.
Going to win.
I guess this is a two-parter. Number one is, after 2 years of Wrigley Field playing the way it is, does it give you pause in the front office as to what type of player can be most successful here if indeed the trend continues where crosswinds and the winds blowing in are dominant?
Just the run-scoring environment in general in Wrigley was very low, and that's something we have to look into a lot. The challenge with that is that it's the weather, you know. There's no reason to think it's going to play like that again. It could, but it also could play like it did last year. So
there's no reason to think it's going to play like that again.
It works together. Thanks, Tanny. Appreciate you. And again, don't crap me now. No. Jed Hoyer, who you crap it.
It's from Stonecutter.
Yeah, I think Jed's the same one who was talking about the weather when he did have the fire.
You know? That was the wrong thing to do.
That was the wrong thing to
do. So who you crap?
No. Don't crap me now.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. All right.
Good job, Matt Fishman. The open holds up.
It's excellent. It's like that one, Hater Wednesday. Like, they're just, well, we don't want to play the Hater Wednesday one anymore. But, yeah.
His real answer about the weather and about the realities of it, they need Swiss Army knife teams. You need a team that can play one way one day and one day another day. You do need more Nico Hoerner types. Bruce, I am with you.
You need more line drives? You need more laser shows?
Pew, pew, pew. I need more contact and more line drives to just create rallies and keep the chain moving. I absolutely do need that, no matter where you are. And guess what? Those guys can help you in the playoffs, too.
It would be awesome. And they play gold glove defense.
I hope Nico wins. I think it's going to be Bryce Terang.
I hope Nico wins so we can just get him back on again. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
We all like Nico.
Ian went on today. Where's the competitive fire, Nico?
Nico.
Yeah.
Ian was totally fine coming back on. Yeah. Now, where are you at? Charles Tillman said he would like to come on the show in the next segment. Are you good with that?
Absolutely. Love to talk to Charles.
I reached out because you guys are simpatico on something. And I wanted to have the conversation here because you were having it here and he was having it in Marquee. I'm like, why don't we put those two things together? So Charles Tillman is going to join us to talk about your head coach next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.